Papa, we call on your name. We ask for your forgiveness in any area where we've offended you, Papa. Wash us with your blood. Purge us with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, take us. Take us, change us, break every heart and heart, open every eye, every ear, Lord. Heal every body in this place, Lord. Lord, we ask, Holy Spirit, bring us to the throne room of our Father, because the throne is our home. The throne is our home, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. We don't want to play no religion. I don't want to play no church. No, Papa.
We
want you, Papa. We want you. Come. Come take us. Come fill this place with your presence, your glory. And grant us more oil tonight. More oil. Say more.
More.
More. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless you, Daddy. We bless you, Dad. Hallelujah. We bless you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Lord, tonight feed us as you allowed us to drink. And we ask that you allow us to eat. Teach us. Empower us. Bring revelation, confirmation, impartation. Manifest your truth. Bring reality of the unseen. Arm us tonight, Lord, with more weapons that we may kick butt on the devil. And we promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody said amen. Oh, hallelujah. Turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Oh, we need to be ready. I'm telling you, we need to be so, so ready. Matthew 25. Verse 1. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. The virgins are a representation of those who are believers, been washed by the blood. And 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there shall not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with them to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." There's a couple things I want to share tonight. It's very important, especially in these. How many of y'all know we're in end times? I mean, we're in end minutes. The foolish weren't dependent on the oil. I want you to understand something. The foolish virgins, now these are supposed to be believers, that were not dependent on the oil, because if they were, they would have had it with them. Are you listening? They were not dependent on the oil. Now, the oil represents the anointing, Holy Spirit. They were not dependent on the oil. 5 of them were dependent on the anointing in the presence of God. The others were not dependent on the oil. They were dependent on their intellectual understanding. There's a difference. To them, the oil was generic, not original. The wise were dependent on the original oil, not willing to buy any generic. See, the other ones had to go out and buy. Why? Because the other ones got it themselves. Do you understand? See, there's an original oil, which you get from the throne room. And there are those who out and buy it. Do you remember the sorcerer that saw Paul lay hands? People got baptized in the Holy Ghost. What did he do? He went up to Paul and said, "Hey, can I buy some of that?" Paul rebuked him. He said, "This is not something that you buy." See, there is a price, though, isn't there? There's a price for the anointing of God. There's a price for the original oil. Oh, yeah. The original is trademarked. It's sealed by the king. The generic is the offshoot without the seal of God. Let me share something with you, just to give you an example. A wedding is a wedding, isn't it? But there are those who get married and they go get married under the justice of the peace. But then there are those who get married under the hand of God. There's two different seals, but it's the same wedding, isn't it? See, one's generic, one's original. One comes from the throne room of God. It is original. Another one comes from man-made. And it's different. Remember when Jesus commanded his disciples, there was 500 of them, and he said, "Listen, I know that the Feast of Pentecost is coming, but I'm telling you, I want you to go up to the upper room and wait for me. And I'm going to send my spirit so I can send you the original." 120 of them obeyed, right? The other 380 went out and started the denominations. Do you understand? See, because without the original oil, people are more dependent on intellect, knowledge. See, when the original is there and you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's all you're dependent on is His presence. You can't live without His presence. You can't. You don't want anything else. If you never get another thing in your life, His presence will maintain you. Is everybody okay? Go to Exodus 30. Exodus 30 and verse 22. That's why Jesus said to the disciples, He said, "Okay, now I know that others, what do others say about me?" And they said all kinds of stuff. "Well, he's a prophet, he's this, he's that," whatever. And then He said, "Now, who do you say that I am?" What was He doing? Bringing it personal. And Peter was the one that said, "You are the Christ." In other words, the word Christ means anointed one. So He was saying, "Yes, I'm the original." I'm the original, and this is how I'm going to build my church. I'm the anointing. Now, don't get me wrong, because people get offended. The church is built on the anointing. Everyone say anointing. The church is built on the presence of God. That's how the church is built. It's on the presence. Now, the church is just representation, you know, of the body of Christ. See, that's why it's called the body of Christ. It's called the body of the anointed one. See, this is how the church is built. It's not built on intellect. It's built on the presence of God. That's how the kingdom is manifested, on the presence of God. The Bible says it's peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not in just word or deed. It's in power. It's in the presence of God. See, but the enemy comes and he tries to exchange things. He tries to drain God's people. He tries to offer them an exchange so that they lose the original for the generic. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't he? The Bible says that in the presence of the Lord, there's what? Fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. How does that be? Because it's His presence. It's the original. If you're not a joyful believer, you're an idiot. Something ain't right. You've touched and agreed with the voice of the stranger. And you may be out there trying to do things and going to conferences and all kinds of stuff. But you're not doing it yourself, so you're getting generic instead of original. Are you listening? See, the original comes between you and God. That's why we have anointing services. That's why they go from 3 to 4 hours. There's no preaching. There's just worshiping the presence, till you touch His heart And he touches you and you change in his presence. And let me tell you, once you taste his anointing, once you taste his presence, once you smell his presence, you never want anything else. That's why many people are going to schools and colleges and going to cemetery schools and all kinds of biblical stuff. And they're getting all this intellectual. I am Professor Ralphie. But they carry no presence. They got a luggage full of knowledge. They're carrying all their books. They can throw it all out and read everything to you. But there's no presence. Verse 22, would you read it with me? Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take for yourself quality spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, 250 shekels, 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, 500 shekels of acacia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. With it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony, the temple and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver and its base. You shall consecrate them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on man's flesh, nor shall you make any other like it. According to its composition, it is holy, and it shall be holy to you. Whoever compounds any like it, whoever puts any of it on an outsider, shall be cut off from his people. This is the original recipe. It's original. It's trademarked. It's stamped by the king. Do you understand it? It's original. A king's seal is on the anointing. That's why the Bible tells us that the first gift is salvation. The second gift is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a promise to everyone. It's the seal that God puts on us. It's the anointing. The holy anointing oil to the Lord. What's it for? That they may minister to him. Minister to who? Him. Do you understand that? See, because you and I are servants to the anointing. So you're a servant to the anointed one. It's not available for outsiders or those of the flesh. Nor they're not supposed to make anything like it, although they try to. There's generic oil out there, I can tell you that. There's a lot of flesh, generic oil. Wannabes, but not willing to be. Generic is usually, you know, people usually buy generic because it's cheaper. But it's not original. Because the original is more expensive. In other words, there's more of a price to pay for the original. See, so many want to take the shortcut, and they'll be content with generic instead of the original. Is everybody all right? People look for an easy way for the anointing, not willing to pay the true price. Listen, going to church is not going to bring you the anointing. Are you listening? See, you must deny yourself. Obedience. Seeking him. Most believers don't even have a prayer life. The only time they pray is when they want something. The anointing will never come. Go to Isaiah 10. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. Would you read it with me? It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the what? Anointing oil. See, the true anointing of God breaks yokes of bondages. So you press in, you press in, you press in until there's a release and something gets broke off of you. See, what the enemy loves to do is he loves to prevent an individual from pressing in. So they come to church and they sing a couple songs and think they made it. And they exchange, because the enemy's standing there with another anointing. He's standing there with another oil. It's called generic. It puts an individual into bondage. It doesn't bring freedom. Oh, you're all right. Come on. You know God. You know Jesus. Jesus paid the price for you. You don't need to do nothing else. Oh, you do. You need to press in to touch his garment, just like the woman with the issue of blood, and something gets released. See, the problem is there's so much conferences, there's not enough pressing in. There's so much religiosity and so much knowledge given, but knowledge with no power is no good. You cannot defeat your enemy with intellect. You feed him with the power of God. That's why the Lord said it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. See, but the Bible tells us that through even Daniel, the Lord told Daniel, he said, listen, knowledge is going to increase. We're getting great revelation knowledge. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But I'm telling you, it's not to make the exchange for seeking into his presence. It should give you a desire, because if it's true revelation knowledge, it should give you a desire to want to touch him even more. But the devil comes and he tries to prevent individuals from really going after the Lord. They want to come in and, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, hey, look at Joe over there. Look at Susan over there. Look at here over here. And they don't even look to him. Because see, when you go after him, the pure anointing, the original, I want the original. See, I can't live without him. I've tried and I've failed. And I never want to fail again. So you got to come to the end of yourself, and you've got to fight, and you've got to fight, and you've got to fight. Do you remember Sunday we talked about things getting ready to happen? Remember we talked about that eventually, because Iran, right? This was Sunday, right? Said that Israel is going to eventually have to attack Iran because of nuclear weapons, right? Well, you know what they did today? Iran shot off its first satellite. In other words, now they can hit orbit. That means that they've got missiles capable of hitting this country. Do you understand? The United States is shaking in their boots now. They don't know what to do because Iran now can put satellites in orbit. They just did it today successfully. I'm telling you, get ready. The economy's going to crash even worse than ever. Thank God we're not a part of this place, and it ain't my home. Hey, man, I'm a part of a kingdom. Things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. Why? Because we're getting ready to get out of here. I'm telling you, time is short. And this scripture that we just read in Matthew 25 is going to be fulfilled. And there's going to be many believers that are going to be left behind who think they were good, but no relationship. Oh, I was good. I went to church. I tithed. And Jesus is going to say, I don't know you. The only time you came to me is when you asked me for something. You never came and ministered to me to fulfill your priesthood. Many believers will be taken home. I'm going to share this again this year. Many believers will be taken home who have lost their eternal purpose. Jesus is coming through the body first. And then he's physically coming. That's why there'll be a revival. And it's already trickling right now. People are so dependent on their bank accounts. They're dependent on all of these other things. Let me tell you, they're going to be surprised. And they can go out and buy all the gold they want. It ain't going to do them no good. Because the Bible even says gold and silver will be thrown in the streets. There's other stuff that's happened today, I'm telling you, but I ain't got time to go into all of it. Is everybody okay? See, the sealed anointing oil breaks the yoke of bondage. The generic is contaminated. It has a form of godliness, but no power. None. Go to Ezekiel 13. Oh, it's time to judge yourself. Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13 and verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, that's generic oil. It's called the soulish realm. You know how much ministry there is out of the soulish realm instead of the ministry of the Spirit? Much. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps and to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. They have envisioned futility, false divination, saying, thus says the Lord, but the Lord has not sent them. Yet they hope that the word may be confirmed. Have you not seen a futile vision? And have you not spoken false divination? See, generic oil is also associated with familiar spirits. You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord. My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, nor be written in the record of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord God, because indeed, because they have seduced my people, saying peace when there is no peace. And one builds a wall, and they plaster it with untempered mortar. Untempered mortar. It's the cheap way of doing it. It can't withstand. See, you're going to hear even more, oh, peace, 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 peace. But the Bible says, when they say peace, 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 then sudden destruction comes. Verse 11. Say to those who plaster it with untempered mortar that it will fall. There will be a flooding rain, and you, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall tear it down. Now, I want you to understand something. If you were to build a building, and you know what, blocks, and they put mortar in between the blocks is known as the Word of God. The mortar is known as the Spirit, because they're using generics. Are you listening? See, they weren't willing to pay the price to do it correctly with tempered mortar, they used untempered mortar. In other words, it's the cheap way. It's the easy way. It isn't the right way. It's not original. It's generic. So they were building the wall, and they were using untempered mortar instead of using tempered mortar. Now the blocks, again, are the Word of God, and the mortar represents the Spirit of the Lord. It represents the anointing. I'll go to verse 13. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will cause a stormy wind to break forth in my fury, and there shall be a flooding rain in my anger, and great hailstones and fury to consume it. So I will break down the wall you have plastered on tempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground so that its foundation will be uncovered. It will fall, and you shall be consumed in the midst of it. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus I will accomplish my wrath on the wall and those who have plastered it with untempered mortar, and I will say to you, the wall is no more, nor those who plastered it. That is the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, says the Lord. I'm telling you, I cannot tell you that things are going to get better when they're not. Well, I don't want to hear that. We ought to be thankful. Now listen, everything around you is going to get worse. Your fight today is harder than yesterday, and your fight tomorrow will be harder than today. Hello? But we don't belong to this place. Jesus said, I came to bring you life and life more abundantly. See, if you're a divine order and you're filled with the original oil, you'll be blessed and you won't be moved. See, because your wall will be built with tempered mortar, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. But if you're using generic oil, the cheap way, the easy way, your well will bust. That's called religion. Is everybody okay? Man-made oil, self-proclaimed prophets, generic anointing, false visions, false decrees. They are like untempered mortar, shortcut to fame. See, this generic oil loves fame. Me, myself, and I. They're self-proclaimed prophets, pastors, evangelists, and so forth. Self-proclaimed, not by God, not sent. They move without anything. They move because there's an opportunity to be glorified, but not to bring glory to Him. Oh, they have good intentions, but they just exchange the original for the generic. Do you understand? See, many people start off right and then get deceived. And then they begin to exchange because now they're looking at their talents. Well, God should have more for me and this and that and whatever. And they begin to move ahead of God. And they seek their own counsel within. And they exchange the original for the generic. They bless themselves. But God sees. And He knows. They open themselves up to divination and don't even know it. They can't stand through the storms. They speak truth, but can't practice it. You know, oil will burn no matter what kind of oil it is. It will always bring off a light, won't it? No matter what kind of oil it is, it will burn. It will give off a light. But the aroma or the scent will be different. No matter what oil is burning, there's always a difference in the scent and the aroma. It could be burning the light, but you know, you can smell the difference of the aroma. That's called fruits. Where the Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. See, you'll know whether there's a generic or there's an original. Is everybody okay? I want to share with you about seven things here. Number one. The generic oil or the anointing expresses self. Is everybody with me? The original kills the self. Remember, Jesus waited, and the woman that broke the alabaster box, right? And what did He say? This oil was for my burial. See, the anointing, the original anointing, the oil, should bring death to yourself. It should not express yourself. Number two, the generic oil assumes. It assumes. It causes an individual to assume. But I'm telling you, the original oil knows. See, the generic oil always brings an area where an individual assumes. But the original oil always brings. No. You know. In other words, you don't move until you know. See, so many individuals move on assumption instead of waiting to know. Somebody comes up and offers you something, and you say, oh, yeah, okay, praise God. Yeah, that must be God. I'll go. You just exchange the original for the generic. Why? Because you didn't wait on God on an answer. Is everybody okay? I'm telling you, this is an enemy's tactic to get God's people out of position. This is how he operates. He brings a focus more on carnal things instead of on God. Generic oil assumes its role. Original oil knows its future. I just shared that. The generic oil limits an individual's growth. The original, there is no limit. No limit. Are you with me? Number four, generic oil compromises, makes excuses, alters. The original convicts, doesn't change, causes a person not to change, but to grow. The generic oil, the generic anointing compromises, makes excuses, and alters things for itself. The original convicts and does not change. Number five, the generic oil, the anointing, retreats when things get tough. Hello? It quits. The original oil knows no defeat. Always sees victory no matter what the outcome. Never quits. I'll say that again. The generic retreats when things get tough. It quits. The original knows no defeat. It always sees victory no matter what the outcome is. Never quits. Number six. The generic oil covers a wound. The original heals it. The generic covers the wound and the original heals it. So are you trying to say that an individual who's been baptized in the Holy Spirit can still make an exchange for the original for the generic? Yes. Satan's greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. Believe me, every time you've walked and touched and agreed with fear, you made an exchange. Number seven, the generic is dependent on others for supply. An individual is walking with the generic oil is dependent on others to supply. Are you listening? The original, it's his own supply and source. That's what happened with the foolish virgins, right? What did they want? They wanted to get it from the others. But the original is its own supply and source. Is everybody okay? Go to 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. In other words, they are able to train others. You therefore must endure hardship as a what? Good soldier of Jesus Christ. Oh, man. See, the original always witnesses with you that you are a soldier of the Most High God of who you are. When the generic comes to try to make the exchange, you lose sight of who you truly are. It's amazing how many people run to the doctor instead of the throne. I didn't say don't go to the doctor. I said go to the throne first. Oh, Lord, I got a problem here. Well, good, come on. Come on to the throne. If God don't heal you at the throne, he's going to heal you somewhere else. It says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Everybody say, I'm a soldier. With the original oil. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. That's why I'm sharing with you the generic oil will always compromise. It will not compete according to the rules, according to the guidelines, the ethics that God has. That's why individuals can't grow. They stay stagnant for years. I've been a believer 40 years and my seat's pretty warm. They haven't left that same seat in that same church. They haven't grown any further. Those are divine requirements. In verse 6, the hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Wow. The original oil abides by God's rule. There's a divine order there. Does everybody understand this? The generic makes his own rules. And its own rules are, now listen, I want you to understand this, that its own rules are always with anxiousness. There's always anxious. Where there is a generic oil, there's always anxiousness. Got to do it. Why? Because it's looking for fulfillment. The generic oil will never fulfill you. Only the original will. And when you touch and agree, why? But what's behind anxiousness? Fear. Fear is there to steal the original and exchange it for the generic. Is everybody okay? John 10. That's why the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. And then, you know, believe me, that butt ministry will do the same thing. It will exchange the generic oil. People are going, but. I got a but. That's butt ministry. The Bible says we're the head, not the tail, right? Man, you start associating with the butt ministry, you get generic. In John 10, verse 11. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me, please? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. In other words, he's doing it for money. Why? Because he's generic anointing. I'm a good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known by my sheep. As for the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The hireling is associated with generic oil. It's amazing. And how many individuals in ministry I've heard go get a job because of what the offering of the money is instead of God not sending them. That's because there's an assuming, not a knowing. And they're exchanging the original for the generic. Go to Jude 11. I'm telling you, we're at a critical time right now. You got to be careful. The Bible tells us in the latter days, much of false prophets, much of the Antichrist spirit. That's a spirit. It'll come with a false anointing. It'll come with a generic anointing to try and move individuals out of God's position. Your number one thing in your life to maintain that original is you and God. Not you and your family. You and God. You and God. Not you and your children. Not you and your spouse. You and God. That is the will of God. You and God. Then everything else falls into place. See, what happens is the enemy comes in and begins to exchange it generic. Then people are more concerned, why am I with the family? With the family and all the family and all the things and this and that and whatever, instead of with him. See, then they assume and they don't know. Fear comes in and the exchange is made again. And then anxiousness comes. Bam, bam, bam. We've got to know these areas because Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. He associates with the spirit of error, not the spirit of truth. He is a liar, and he's the father of all lies. In Jude 16, is everybody there? Would you read it with me? These are what? Grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the original, not having the spirit. They're walking around with a generic. They're fighting for their life instead of for the life of Christ. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the what? In the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others, save with fear, pulling them out by their hair. Pulling them out by the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Unto God be the glory. Go to 1 Samuel 16. 1 Samuel 16. Thank you, Jesus, for repentance. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It says turn from what's what. In other words, thank God that we've got a daddy that is our advocate who intercedes for us, who's our high priest, so that when we make the exchange of the original for the genetic, Holy Ghost is still there trying to say, come on, get out of there. Drop it. I remember one day I walked into a store and I picked up something. No, I heard the Holy Ghost say, drop it. Boom, I dropped it right there. And when I began to look at it, it was an accursed item. It had this New Age thing on it. So I picked it up real quick and put it back here. Put the blood on it. But I'm telling you, I didn't even get to look at it. I picked it up and I heard, drop it. Whoo! I walked out of that store. Blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I washed me with the blood, Lord. I didn't go back in there. At least I don't remember I did. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. Are you there? Let's read it. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Hallelujah. Was it the original? Amen. Amen. Verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord what? Departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. Ooh. And Saul's servant said to him, surely a distressing spirit from God is troubling you. Let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp. And it shall be that he will play it with his hand when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be what? And you shall be well. Go to verse 23. Now you remember the original came on David and the original left Saul. That's why Saul went to go seek divination. That's why he went to go look for Samuel. I'm not going to go into this whole story. But Saul went to go see a medium, a sorcerer, one who practices divination or witchcraft. And he went to her and he says, listen, I don't know what God wants me to do because I can't hear him no more. His presence has left me. So would you please wake Samuel up? Tell him I need to talk to him. And the sorcerer looked at Saul and said, man, you're the king. You're the one that said if anybody associates with you, you're going to kill me. I ain't doing none of that stuff. He says, no, no, don't worry about it. It's okay. I'm authorizing you to do this. See, I'm telling you, when the original begins to lift from an individual, they begin to search, seek, try to get anything they can. And they don't even know. See, sometimes God will not bring it right back. He'll see what that individual will do. He'll wait till true repentance comes. And if that individual doesn't seek the Lord and begins to seek everything else, it'll open the door to more demonic activity in their life. More demons. See, that distressing spirit was a demon. You mean from the Lord? Yes, God sent them. Hello? God has dominion. Who do you think? How do you think you're being trained up? Demons are attacking you. It's called Satan's kingdom. They're real. It's amazing how many believers don't believe that there's devils because they got them. It's called a spirit of unbelief. And so, in verse 23, and so it was whenever the Spirit from God was upon Saul that David would take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from here. See, let me share something with you which is important. Because an individual that is walking with a generic oil is always wanting to be around the original oil, even though he can't have it. Come on, are you listening? Why? Because a person's still touching unclean things, doing all the things, coming in agreement with the voice of the stranger, doing this. So they're still carrying that generic oil, but it's wanting to hang around with the original oil because they feel peace. But God doesn't release it to them until there's a true repentance or a period of time. Are you understanding? Generic is distressing. It's troubling. It's unstable. It's unsettling. A person of need of the original for freedom. Love to hang around the original, but refuses to now listen. They love to hang around the original, but they refuse to submit to it. Because it is an independent spirit. It's independent of self. Is everybody okay? I'm going to say this again. They love to hang around the original, but they refuse to submit to the original. Because of its independent of self. Generic oil promotes religion, legalist rituals. It has an outward appearance, but not inward peace. It's always troubled. Generic oil promotes religion, legalist rituals, outward appearance, but not inward peace. It's always looking for fulfillment according to the world, men pleaser instead of a God pleaser. 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 20. Is everybody there? But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he'll be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, and patient. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Honor and dishonor. Honor is the original. Dishonor is the generic. That's the end result. Turn to 1 John 2. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 20. Read it with me. But you have the original from the Holy One, and you what? You know all things. Hello. See, you might not know now, but you will. So you don't move on assumption, you move on, I know. Well, I hope this is the one I'm supposed to marry. Bummer. Well, I hope this is the job I'm supposed to take. Everything looks right. Well, do you know? Well, I'm hoping. Hoping is assuming. Because it's future faith. It's not faith now. Does everybody get it? See, hope is future faith. It isn't faith right now. It's faith now. It's what we have to walk in. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Well, I sure hope this is the right thing. You better know. That's what the Bible says, test all things, right? Make sure it's the real McCoy. Verse 27. But the anointing, the original which you have received from him, abides in you, and you don't need anyone to teach you. No carnal head to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. In other words, the original will always bring you into him. The original will always bring you into him. The original will always bring you into him. The generic will always move you away from him. See, when you don't want to run to God, you know you've made the exchange. When you begin to justify, you know you've made the exchange. Why? Because the yoke is no longer broke. It's being reattached. And then there's bondage, there's distress, fear, worry. Okay. Mark 16. We got to know the scripture by heart. Would you read it with me? And he who believes and is baptized will be what? Saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow the original. But these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents and they will drink anything deadly. It will by no means hurt them, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they will what? And they will recover. So there will be something following. You know, the Bible says that, you know, because you are now a new creation, and God's, and people will reverence God because of the presence of God in you. They'll see a whole new individual. They'll go, man, what happened to you? Well, I met the original. In Luke 4, and we'll close here. These are signs of the original. Luke chapter 4, and verse 16. So Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Come on, everybody say with me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, I want you to understand something, that the original gospel, the gospel is about the Spirit. It is about the anointing of God. He is the Christ. That is the original gospel. He said, listen, repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, the kingdom of God is peace, joy, and righteousness and the Holy Ghost. It's just not about preaching Jesus as Savior. Are you understanding? He's more than Savior. He's deliverer, healer. He's the anointer. He's come to bring the power of God into our life so that we can kick butt on the devil. The gospel, the true gospel, is the anointing of Jesus Christ. Him crucified, rose again. Why did he raise? Because of the anointing. That was the first thing Jesus preached. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That is the true gospel. Does everybody get it? It isn't about this little twinky little thing going around here. And it's just like, you know, well, Jesus saves and he'll give you everything. And you ain't got to do nothing. And you know, once you accept Jesus, you're okay. You know, you can go out and serve the devil and you're fine. No, that's not what it's like, man. He says, he who believes, that word means follows. The original, the anointing will increase in your life the more you follow, the more you obey, the more you're willing to fight, the more you're willing to deny yourself, the more you're willing to come out of the world. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The message of the anointing. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The anointing. To proclaim liberty to the captives. That's the anointing that breaks the yoke to those who have been taken bondage. To recover sight to the blind. Yes, to remove the scales off of the eyes. That's the anointing. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. Well, who oppresses? The devil. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to free those who've been oppressed by the devil. The anointing. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, his return. The anointing. Y'all got it? You want the generic or the original? Praise God. Lift your hands to heaven. Come on, tell them, I want the original, Lord. I repent for any time I've exchanged the original for the generic. Lord, pull me out of the world. Set me free by the original. Fill me with the original. And position me so I can receive the original all of my days. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.